the menstrual cycle. One of seven processes that all living things do is reproduction. Humans have developed a complex system of hormones, which are chemical messengers used by the body and transported around the blood in order to allow us the best chance to reproduce. Unique to humans and some other primates is the menstrual cycle. This is a repeating monthly cycle whereby the female reproductive system is prepared for pregnancy each month and, if unsuccessful in this task, the lining of the uterus is shed in a period before the cycle then restarts. Other mammals don't tend to have periods. A lot of mammals have longer periods of being in heat, with the uterus lining then being reabsorbed afterwards. The 28-day monthly menstrual cycle starts with the process of menstruation, whereby the lining of the womb is shed through the vagina. A period. The next 28 days are controlled by three main hormones that we need to know about for GCSE. The first hormone of note is called FSH. Now this stands for follicle stimulating hormone, and the levels are reasonably high at the start of the cycle. It is made in the pituitary gland in the brain and has two main roles. Firstly, it causes an egg in the ovary to begin to mature. Secondly, it stimulates the ovaries to start production of another hormone called estrogen. All you need to remember is that FSH stimulates egg and estrogen production. As the levels of estrogen produced in the ovaries increase, it causes two things to happen. First, it stops the production of FSH, indicating that the egg is starting to mature and ready to be released. It also stimulates the pituitary gland to make the third main hormone, LH. The increasing levels of estrogen and decreasing levels of FSH also cause the lining of the womb to thicken in anticipation for the release of the mature egg and ready for a potential fertilized egg and pregnancy. LH is also known as luteinizing hormone, and its main job is to trigger the release of the mature egg at around day 14 of our cycle. Levels rise quite quickly and drop again once the egg has been released. Think about it like the lights at the start of a car race. They all come on quite quickly and then go out quickly and trigger an important release. The lining at the point of ovulation is at its thickest. This is because the female body is prepped for pregnancy, and therefore you want to have the thickest lining ready to have an egg in bed. If that doesn't happen, the levels of SSH start to build up again. The lining of the womb is shed and the egg is passed out, dejected and lonely, like someone from the early round of the X Factor or something. The cycle then repeats in exactly the same way. Now, if you don't want to get pregnant, we can manipulate this hormonal cycle in order to prevent that happening. You might decide to take the contraceptive pill. This uses estrogen to stop FSH ever being made and maturing an egg. And also another hormone called progesterone. Now this is kind of the body's pregnancy hormone, and it is used to convince the body that you're already pregnant, and reduces the chance of any fertilized egg from implanting in the womb lining and developing. In short, varying levels of FSH, LH and estrogen control the time of and manner of periods. Day 0 of the cycle, and ovulation, day 14, in an effort to maximise the chance of pregnancy. If I recreate these artificially with tablets, I can prevent myself getting pregnant in the first place. Well, not me.